This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to www.ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, I'm here with Chris Foss from Plumpton College. What is your role, Chris?
Hi, Chris. I'm head of wine studies here, head of department.
Excellent. How long have you been here doing that?
I joined Plumpton College in 1988.
Yeah, 27 years ago. What were you doing before that?
Before that, I was working in the wine industry in Bordeaux. I mean, do you want to go through,
go through
my whole life history?
Well, not the whole life history. You know, it's only a 10-minute show.
Yeah.
10 minutes.
I studied microbiology in the UK, but my family's from France. And so after my degree, I went back to Bordeaux and studied at the university there. And then I managed vineyards. I worked at Chateau Diquem in Sauternes, Chateau Rosier Saint-Emilion, and my last post was with the GFA Leclerc, the Leclerc supermarket group of vineyards in the Entre-deux-Mers, where I was winemaker and vineyard manager. I was also ran the family estate because we had a small holding at the time.
Okay, and you came to Plumpton in 1988?
That's right. Yes.
And you started the course up, or was there a wine course here first?
No. I started up from scratch. It's taken several years. I mean, it started off as a part-time course for English wine producers. And then we've now developed 3 full-time courses for both wine producers and people who want to have careers in the wine trade.
You guys do make wine here, though. It's all over your website. You're a semi-commercial winery. What's a semi-commercial winery? Is that like a semi-profitable winery?
Well, I mean, we've got a large winery, and it's extremely well-equipped. But, you know, our main interest is in education. So we will allow the students to try different things out, and, well, hopefully it'll all work out in the blend. But still, you know, I always say, you know, the main crop at Plumpton is students, so that they've got to come first. But the students grow vines, and they make wine, and you know, we make very good wine, which wins medals and you know, sells very well.
Okay, and you've got quite a bit of vineyards. How many acres of vineyards have you got?
We've got 15 acres on 3 sites. There's one small vineyard at Plumpton, but we also run 2 vineyards, one at Ditchling and another one at Rock Lodge. Both of those are very, you know, well-established vineyards on extremely good sites.
And that produces your wine that you sell. How much wine do you make a year?
Only about between 15,000 and 20,000 bottles.
Okay. And does everything that the students make go into those wines?
We do throw them away, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, we have to be selective, but that's fine. You know, I'd rather they made their mistakes here than made their mistakes once they've gone off into commercial, a commercial winery.
The batches would be quite small at the moment, wouldn't they?
Yes, yes. We have a lot of very small tanks. It's a nightmare trying to keep track of them. But, you know, that's fine. We've got a lot of small parcels as well, and you know, we use lots of different winemaking techniques. So it means that, you know, we've got a good mix of wines to blend with.
So who comes on these courses? You know, is it, is it WSET students looking to just learn how to trim the tips of their fingers off with shears or what?
There's two types of courses. There's the wine trade courses and the wine production courses. And the students are pretty different, really, because they have different aspirations. But they do tend to be all mature. The average age on the course is about 30, and the maximum is, well, we normally have, you know, people who are early retirement and that sort of thing. And it's a whole range of people. I mean, they're obviously very driven by wine, very keen on wine. And very often they've travelled to different wine-growing areas. Very often they've had another job, be it from computers. So we've had doctors and dentists and motorcycle couriers and teachers, all sorts of things. And they're either wanting to get into wine production, get into the wine trade, or are sometimes just, you know, buying up their own vineyard somewhere and setting themselves up as winemakers.
Okay. Do you get much international students?
More and more. Yeah, we do. I mean, we get, at the moment, we've got a couple of German students. We've got a Spanish student, a student from Hong Kong, Korea, and Thailand. We've got a couple of South Africans, an Israeli. We've got a good range of students.
Why do you think they come here then to say something like the Bordeaux or Roseworthy in Australia?
Well, I think the first thing is that we're in English. I mean, in fact, we're the only college that teaches wine production and wine trade in English in Europe. So if you're, say, for instance, we're getting a lot of interest from Eastern Europeans now, Bulgarians and Slovenians and so on. If you're if you're from Eastern Europe and you want to learn to make wine, you can do it in English. And you don't have to go all the way to Australia or New Zealand or the US. It's a lot cheaper to study in Europe for Europeans.
Okay.
The second reason, I think, is because we're not a traditional winemaking area, and that plays to our advantage because it means that we can teach all different styles of winemaking. We can teach both New World and Old World techniques, and our students are very flexible when they come out of this course.
Do you teach irrigation techniques?
We do a little bit on irrigation, yeah. But not a lot, because that's certainly something which most Europeans don't consider, but they will do. I mean, irrigation's coming in now, so we will have to develop that side of things. But certainly, no, we don't have, like in Australian colleges, we don't have a whole module on irrigation. The other big advantage that we've got, of course, is we've got the London Wine Trade up the road.
Yep.
So, our students can go up and every day of the week there's a tasting or a competition or a show or something like that. And they can get really, really good tasting experience. And that's really, really important. I mean, certainly for those in the trade, but also for producers. You've got to know what's going on out there.
For sure. So what sort of courses do you have? Is everybody full-time, or how does it work that way?
Well, no, we've got a whole range of courses. We've got some part-time courses, some of which are quite intensive. We also run a correspondence course in conjunction with a college in Hawke's Bay, New Zealand. But our main work is our full-time courses, which can be studied part-time. So we're very flexible. I mean, these full-time courses are fully modularised, and we get students who come in and just do a day a week or a module a year or something like that, and they can build it up to us, just cherry-pick little bits of modules that they wish to do. Now, the three main full-time courses are the foundation degree in wine business, for those who want to go into a career in wine trade or set up their own wine business, the foundation degree in wine production for vine growers and winemakers, and the BSc in viticulture enology for those who want to go either into the larger wine production units or become scientists, enologists, if you like. Viticultural consultants and so on.
An enologist, they're just a scientist really for wine?
That's right, yeah. I mean,
it's a bit of a technical term, right? You see it bandied around.
No, that's right. In a large winemaking unit, for instance, there will normally be somebody who's trained up to enologist level, and that person won't necessarily get fully involved in the winemaking, but they'll underpin that with wine analysis and up-to-date technical knowledge. In smaller units in Europe, generally the smaller wine producers will rely on an enologist, rather like we go to the doctor or that sort of thing for advice and guidance.
Okay. What's the student numbers, how many people are studying at Plumpton and part-time, full-time winemakers, enologists? How's it all broken down?
Right. Well, we started off with, I say, part-time courses. The first full-time course was in 96. We launched that. And we started off with 12 students. We've now got three full-time courses with 60 full-time students on. And then if you add on all the part-timers and all the other courses, I guess about 200 students altogether would come and study wine every year at Plumpton.
That's a fair bit. How many are overseas students compared to UK-based?
I suppose we're talking about 15%, 10-15%, something.
One of the first interviews we did was with a guy called Owen Elias. He's been the winemaker at at Chapel Down, and he's been voted winemaker of the year for a couple of years in a row now. Yeah. When we first interviewed him, he said that Plumpton was one of the key reasons for the improvement in quality of the wine in the UK. Obviously, that makes you quite an important person from a UK wine perspective. Do you want to big yourself up and agree with him, or what?
I think it's, you know, it's a team effort. I mean, we're not, it's not just me, obviously, but I think that the, unless you're within a sort of traditional winemaking system, I think it's impossible really to go out there and just, you know, make good wine commercially on a trial and error basis. You've really got to study it, because it's a very technical and competitive field, and there's lots of things that can go wrong. So, you know, that's what we do. I mean, we try and equip students with the techniques and skills that they need, and also the knowledge to make the decisions that they need in vine growing and winemaking, so they don't make so many mistakes and produce better wines.
Plumpton must be pretty happy with the way things have gone with you guys. You've got a brand new winery. I heard your old winery was something better than a shed.
It was better than a shed, but this is what we've got now is really good. We're really investing a lot on our wine side. I mean, the new building's costing about £1 million. And it's absolutely beautiful. I mean, it's a large, spacious winery. There's going to be two labs, one research lab and one teaching lab. There's going to be a suite of offices for the wine staff, a beautiful tasting room, lecture room, a couple of seminar rooms, and then an events room, which will be, you know, a lovely room where we're aiming to do, you know, corporate training. We're aiming to try and move into that market.
The team that's moving into this new wine facility, who are they? What exactly consists of the Plumpton Wine Studies Group?
Right. Well, it's a pretty international bunch. I mean, I've got, as I say, French experience and was trained out there. And I teach the viticulture side of things. But Marianne's from South Africa. She's an MSc in Enology from the Stellenbosch University. Then we've got Harriet. Harriet's from UK, and she's the wine business lecturer. And she's had sort of managerial experience with Odd Bins and has also worked as an assistant buyer with Bibendum before she came here. Then Peters was a food scientist. He was a food scientist with Marks and Spencer's and also has a vineyard in the south of France. He's the winemaker here. Kevin's the vineyard manager. He's from New Zealand and has worked in vineyards for about 15 years or so. And then we've got James, who has this catering background and who is responsible for technical support and wine sales at Plumpton.
Just one last thing, Chris, before we go. What textbook do you use for your Vinny side of things? Have you got a very good book that you could recommend people to read?
It depends what level you're working at, really.
Assume they're a WSET type person who wants to know more.
Right. I think that from a viticulture point of view, I particularly like the Koomen Dry Viticulture Volumes 1 and 2. They're good practical books on vine growing and very clear. And Bryce Rankin, Making Good Wine, is very difficult to beat from a winemaking point of view. But really, I think, you know, probably the best thing is to read the periodicals. I mean, read the Australian, New Zealand Grape Grower and Winemaker.
I get that every year. Yeah. That's every week. A month, isn't it? Monthly.
That's right, month. And Practical Vineyard and Winery is very good as well. I mean, those are excellent.
Excellent. Oh, thanks very much, Chris.
Cheers. Thank you. Nice to...
Cheers.